I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9:22. That passage of Scripture compels me to become a godless nitwit under certain circumstances. Like when atheists ask advice from other atheists, I will become an atheist in hopes of revealing the worthlessness of atheism and maybe win a few souls to Christ. For example, here's a question an atheist posed to a pack of other atheists. We are seriously contemplating moving. I have lived in this home for nearly 13 years. It's an older home with almost 1,800 square feet. The bedrooms are very large, something you don't find in newer homes, and it also has a walk-in pantry, another feature pretty much non-existent in today's homes. The lot is just over a third of an acre. We found a home in another city that we're very interested in. It's most definitely pushing our budget, but it has the features that we want and need. If I were still a Christian, I'd most likely be on my knees every night and also be in constant conversation with God, asking Him to make everything work for us to buy this home. But I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in God or prayer. And this got me thinking. What do you do when you really, really want something in your life? The question is primarily directed to ex-Christians, since you're the ones who, in a past life, like me, probably asked and begged God to work things out, to make everything come together and grant the desires of your heart. Ah, I can help you out. As an atheist, I must tell you that you're a horrible ex-Christian. Your question reeks of spiritualism. If you don't think God will give you the desires of your heart, why do you think the universe will? Grow up. You're supposed to be rational, remember? You're a sack of stardust. Nothing else. Nothing special. As an atheist, what do I do when I really, really want something in my life? I take it. That's what you should do too. Grab what you want and hit the road. Just don't get caught. But if you do get caught, the state will move you into a new living facility for free. Houses are very difficult to steal, so here are the only other options that we atheists have. Number one, quit desiring things. The desires of your heart are no concern to the cosmos. A new house for you isn't part of evolution. Boo-hoo. Get on with life. Desires are just chemistry in your brain. They are illusions. If you can't quell your desires, then you have option two, drugs. Narcotics can effectively change your thinking. Dope your brain into blissful oblivion. Try alcohol, too. An addiction to heroin will replace your desire for a house. Dope fiends don't care where they live. And if you're still suffering from disappointment that you can't overcome, option three, kill yourself. No reason to prolong the agony of your living conditions. End it all. Somebody else would love to occupy your current house. You'll be doing them a favor, which is ultimately futile too, because the universe doesn't care about any of that. And that's it. A non-Christian answer to your inquiry. There is no God, your house doesn't matter, and neither do you.